following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
A giant asteroid flying by Earth today, the newest baby over at the San Diego Zoo, and just how many kids are sick right now in one North County school district? A few of the stories working on this Tuesday, January 18th. Hey, good to be with you. I'm Stephen Luke. We start with, though, the relief for families in Chula Vista and parts of San Diego. The sanitation worker strike is over, the one that led to piles of uncollected garbage for weeks. Yes, it is true.
This, you turn on the tap, you expect the water to come out, you know, you turn on the switch, you expect the lights to come on, you put the trash on the curb, you expect them to pick it up, you know, so you don't think about it. When they don't pick it up, there you are.
Well, Chula Vista City Council Member Jill Galvez among those now calling for Republic Services customers to get credited for the month of trash that wasn't picked up.
I have demanded that the citizens of Chula Vista, the residents, the businesses, the schools, everyone receive a full month's bill credit for this 30-day strike and interruption.
Well, they're going to send me a bill, and I will give them a receipt that here's what I had to pay to haul it away. They'll say, the heck with you, and we'll probably go to small claims court. I mean, what are you going to do? I paid $611 to haul the trash away.
Yeah, you'll remember the strike started clear back on December 13th. So here we are. The union voted in favor of the deal yesterday, and those workers head back on the job this morning. In other news, California just passed another COVID milestone. More than 7 million cases now recorded in our state since the start of the pandemic. We are the first state to pass the marker, of course. We're also the state with the most people. Hundreds of kids are now in quarantine in the San Diego Union High School District. The district says more than 850 kids are restricted from campus right now. That's compared to 250 last week. Just another sort of marker for us on where we're at with Omicron. You could soon take one shot to protect you against both COVID-19 and the flu. Vaccine maker Moderna working on a single-shot booster for both viruses. Moderna's CEO says he hopes the combined booster will be ready to test in advanced research by March. He says the company aims to make about 2 to 3 billion doses just this year. Let's take a pause on the news to talk about the weather. Sheena's tracking some rain here to start out the day. Good morning, Sheena.
Good Tuesday morning. We're going to be in weather alert this morning because we have wet roads and some showers around. So be careful driving out there. Scattered showers in the forecast for the first half of the day. Most of the rain will be light. Temperatures at the coast will be in the mid-60s, mid-60s for the inland valleys. Mountains will be around 50 for a high today. Deserts low 70s. Through the afternoon, we will start to dry out a little bit. We still could see an isolated shower, but the afternoon should look a little bit better. Then we head into the rest of the week, and we will be drying even more. We'll stay dry for the rest of the week with warmer temperatures, Stephen.
Sheena, thank you. Okay, set your alarm clock for about 1:51 this afternoon because an asteroid about twice the size of the Empire State Building is set to fly by Earth. The asteroid has a name. Apparently, it's called the 1994 PC-1. It's been studied for decades. The last time it was this close to Earth, though, about 90 years ago. NASA says we should be able to see it with a backyard telescope. And once again, the best time to be on the lookout is around 1:51 when it's closest to Earth. It's going to fly by our planet at a safe distance at 1.2 million miles away. Swim tryouts are coming up if you want to be a San Diego lifeguard. SD Lifeguards recruiting for the summer. Online applications and more info can be found on the sandiego.gov website. Applications are set to close February 7th. The tryouts, February 24th, 25th, and 26th at Ventura Cove. Finally, who loves baby animals? We all do, right? Well, the San Diego Zoo just welcomed a baby giraffe that was born on what would have been the birthday of late actress Betty White. Would have been her 100th birthday. So very fitting here, considering how much she loved animals. The San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance posting on Twitter, they could not think of a more fitting way to remember White's dedication to conservation than watching this newborn giraffe take its first steps. The Wildlife Alliance has not yet shared the name, but if you've lived in San Diego for any amount of time, you know that maybe they'll have a vote online or things like that. We don't even know the gender or any other details. They're just giving mom and baby a little time. Hope you have a great Tuesday. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.